Thousands of birds have flown over our region as they migrate south, but bird watchers are noticing fewer species and fewer birds than last year. Emma Van De Wijn of the Mountain West News Bureau looks into the trend. She started by joining bird watchers on a recent hike.
She's up at the top again.
It's an early morning at Roxboro State Park outside Denver, but the birds are wide awake.
Oh, chickadee.
Oh, let's see if it calls.
Bee Weaver leads the bird watching group along the trail. She's what they call a master birder, and she knows a lot of the birds by call.
That sounds like a flicker. Yep.
It's nearing the end of the fall migration for birds, and the park seems a little quieter than usual. Birdwatchers like Rosie Shoemaker can sense it.
Did you guys have a lot of bluebirds in this area?
Not a lot.
Yeah, this year not a lot of bluebirds.
How about you?
No, we didn't see as many.
Many birds are in trouble nationwide. Cornell researchers have found that bird populations have declined 30% since 1970. That's 3 billion birds.
They're on an escalator towards extinction for some of these populations.
That's Kyle Horton. He's contributed data about birds to Cornell. He says climate change is forcing birds to find new places to live.
As it gets warmer, those birds keep going up and up in elevation, and eventually there's no more mountain to keep climbing for those species.
In the Mountain West states alone, an average of 60 different species are at the highest risk of losing their habitat. That includes finches, sparrows, and the bluebirds the birdwatchers mentioned earlier. Lots of that is caused by man-made issues, like construction or parking lots.
That's habitat that birds no longer can breed in, or a migratory bird can no longer stop over to replenish its energy stores to head north or south in spring or fall.
That can play into how birds migrate, too. Allison Hollerin is the executive director of the Audubon Rockies. She says birds need to be well-rested and fed to make the long journey, just like when we travel. But when a habitat is altered, it's like removing restaurants or hotels from the land.
That really draws their energy reserves down, and it can kill them. It makes them either unable to make the journey or makes them much more prone to disease, to predators, and to just mistakes.
It may seem like all people are losing is the bird calls outside the window. But birds actually protect one of our favorite drinks.
Those birds fly to places like Colombia and eat insects that eat our coffee.
That's Jill Deppe with the National Audubon Society. She says a single bird eating insects can save a farmer 25 pounds of coffee per acre per year.
So without that, the farmers who are producing the coffee in those other countries would have to put more chemicals on it. They'd have to do a lot more, invest a lot more.
This large loss of birds is a sign to Hollerin. She brought up the analogy of the canary in the coal mine. Miners used to drop birds down a mine shaft to see if the air was poisonous. The same is true for climate change today.
The birds are telling us that this is going on and we need to act, start turning things around.
Some government policies have been put in place to help birds, but anyone can make a change. Turning off lights, keeping cats indoors, and planting native plants are just a few suggestions from the National Audubon Society. Horton says these policies and practices can make an impact.
When we put our minds behind it, we put dollars behind it, we can see that these populations can come back and they can thrive.
And maybe in time, more birds will come back to Roxboro State Park, so Weaver and her group can have more moments like this one.
Maybe, oh, here. There's a towhee sitting up for us.
Oh, that's a pretty
one. Oh, look at that.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Vandenhende.
The National Audubon Society recently published a bird migration tool on their website if people want to learn more about migration patterns and the challenges that birds are facing. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.